I'm a bank to a credit union yet. It's your money. Now, there's the additional factor that credit unions are co-ops. They are owned by and for the benefit.
For they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For that is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And brothers shall deliver up brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Don't sound very encouraging thus far, does it? Well, this last phrase is what I want to get to. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. You don't have to turn there, but 2 Timothy 4:7 says, Paul said, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. He also said in 1 Corinthians 9:24, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that you may attain. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. Lord, enable us tonight, I simply like to preach on a winning generation. A winning generation. Can we raise our hands toward heaven? Heavenly Father, thank you for the Spirit of God that has so manifested himself in this service tonight. God, would you come by and anoint your servant? Body, soul, and spirit, I need your anointing. Bring us to an altar service. Bring us to a decision tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I believe that some of the most inspiring stories we read in books are stories of people who faced overwhelming odds. Amen. Everything was against them, but they achieved success or they reached their goal because they would not quit. Amen. Whether it's a nonfiction or a fiction book, amen, we admire them because we like fortitude. Amen. Stick-to-itiveness, commitment in a person. Amen. We admire someone who would not quit. And because they would not quit, amen, they reached their dream. Amen. It gives us hope tonight. Amen. It gives us faith for the future. It gives us a motivation to move on, if you will, tonight. Amen. What I've observed is that success is achieved in the lives of people who will not give up. Amen. It is true tonight. Quitters never win. Amen. A person who refuses to stay down. Amen. Who refuses to stop pressing forward. Amen. We will not be deterred tonight. Is going to do something that nobody else dares to achieve. We're in a fight tonight. Amen. I want to remind you simply the fact of the future and the father of lies. We're in a fight. Amen. In our text there in Matthew, amen, Jesus is talking about what the disciples and early Christians would face. Amen. Also what Christians of the end time would face. Amen. I know right now we enjoy freedom in America. Amen. Freedom to worship. Freedom to gather together. Amen. But one by one our freedoms are being chipped away tonight. Amen. We are pressured to compromise. Amen. We have been pressured to soften the message. Amen. To become more tolerant. To refrain from speaking the truth tonight. Amen. Some has already compromised. Amen. There are churches that will pat you on the back. Amen. They will affirm what you believe in tonight. Amen. But for the moment, thank God, even though some has left, we have the right to worship. Amen. But Jesus said, and ye shall be hated, amen, of all men for my sake. We are going to be persecuted tonight by a world who wants are told you can do everything you can and still get to heaven. It's going to be tough. Now, being religious isn't going to be difficult, but being holy is going to be difficult. Amen. I said being holy is going to be difficult. You are going to be tested by the world. Amen. You are going to be tempted by Satan to give up and quit. Amen. There is a devil who does not want you to make it. He's going to lie to you. He's going to tell you you can't make it. Amen. He's going to tell you, amen, you will have to give up. Nobody likes you. You don't have what it takes. And so how do we survive tonight? How do we make it? Jesus said we got to endure to the end. That word endure comes from a word that means to remain under. It means we remain faithful under the persecution. We remain faithful under the pressure to conform. It means we refuse to quit tonight. It also means we must remain under the spout of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because we are a leaky vessel. Amen. We've got to constantly have an infilling. Here's what I want to talk to you tonight about, the fears I face. I want to give you 9 quick reasons. I know that scares an audience, but I will be through them quick. Amen. 9 reasons why I will not quit and why you should not quit tonight. Hey, number one, amen, I cannot quit because I will be mad at myself in a few days. Amen. Jesus said when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Amen. We know the parable of the prodigal son. Amen. We know that he was mad with himself. Amen. He and left home with big dreams and big promises. Amen. But he wound up in the pig pen and he got so sick and tired of it. Amen. He thought about the biscuits mama used to make. Amen. But now he was eating the husk of the corn. He thought about the steaks daddy would grill outside. Amen. He thought about the warm bed. Amen. Old and I, how many of you? Amen. I started something and quit. And just a few days later, you said, oh, I wish I wouldn't have quit. Amen. I wish I wouldn't have given up. Amen. Tonight, if you give up on God, more than likely it'll be a quick impulse. Amen. It'll be a spur of the moment decision. It'll be a moment of instability in your life. Amen. I just want to try sin for a season. I dealt with one person one time in counseling with them, and they said, I'm just tired of the fight. I'm just tired of the fight. And you know what? 2 months later, that gentleman was in jail. Amen. You see, tonight, if you quit, amen, it'll be based upon something temporary. Amen. I've never met somebody who's glad that they left the house of God. I never met one person who was glad that they walked out of the will of God tonight. Amen. Ask Peter who wept bitterly. Ask Judas who hung himself tonight. Ask John Mark about the time he wasted. Amen. Ask Solomon after all the time that he backslid and went into sin. Even Solomon said, I hated life. Amen. I tried everything, but I hated life. Amen. You ask anybody tonight, and you will hate yourself if you walk out of this door and you let go of God tonight. Second of all, I don't like the feeling of being a backslider. Amen. To quit means I'm going to be miserable. Amen. There's nobody more miserable than a backslider. Amen. Condemnation will be a harder burden to carry than your convictions that you stand up for. Amen. I say the condemnation that burns inside of your heart, amen, will wear you down harder. It'll be much harder than just to simply to stand up and say, I will not compromise. Amen. I will not give in. I will not throw up the fight. Amen. Can I tell you, we'll be miserable. Number 3, I don't want to be ungrateful to Christ. Why will I not quit? I don't want to be ungrateful to Christ. Amen. Thank it. He gave us salvation tonight. We do not deserve salvation. Amen. To be a traitor by quitting would show ingratitude to our Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. He has given us the blessed Holy Ghost. Amen. He has prepared me a home in heaven. Amen. A home that's better than you could ever imagine. Amen. But God has given us, amen, a ministry and a calling. Amen. God's given us a work to do tonight. And if you walk out of the will of God, amen, young people, you throw up your hands and say, I want to be just like anybody else. Amen. You are spitting in the face of Almighty God. He say, I don't care what you did on the cross. Amen. I don't care that you left heaven. I don't care that you died for my sin. Amen. I don't care that one time you saved me and you cleansed my heart by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. I do not want to disappoint God. Therefore, I will not quit. Number four, I don't want to disappoint other people and be ungrateful to those who have helped me. I don't want to disappoint my pastor. Amen. I would not want my pastor to write a letter about me like Paul did Demas and say, for Demas have forsaken me. Amen. Having loved this present world, amen, I don't want my pastor to have to do that. Amen. I don't want to have him break his heart. Amen. I don't want to disappoint my parents. Amen. I don't want my church people to disappoint me. Amen. I don't want to go to Walmart and see him and have to duck my head somewhere and hide because I quit obeying God. Hey, amen, young people, I want you to realize, amen, people have invested time in you. Amen. They've invested energy in you. They've invested money in you. They've invested prayers in you. They have took you to youth camps. Amen. You've got a blessed Christian school here. Amen. They've got you a bus to take you to youth rallies. Amen. People love you tonight. Amen. And I don't want to be ungrateful because somebody been a blessing to me. Number five, I don't want to ruin my chance. I don't want to ruin my chance to do God's perfect will. You see, the only place where you're going to have joy is being in the will of God. Even the psalmist said, thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand. You don't know where joy is? It's in the presence of God. You don't know what a pleasure is, young people? Amen. Jesus, the Bible said, at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. Amen. When you trade God's perfect will for your own will, amen, you're saying, God, I know better than you for my life. Oh, but preacher, I'm scared. I'm scared of what God's going to call me to do. Oh, God might call me to Bible school. You know, I tell you, I had two things I knew when I graduated. I was going to get rich, and I was not going to Bible school. And I struck out on both of them. Even though, but God might call me to Africa. Amen. Can I tell you, I've been blessed to go to Nigeria. Amen. And I had the best time ever. Amen. Preaching the gospel. And I fell in love with them people over there. And we had revival. Amen. I say that simply to tell you this. Amen. You'll never be happy out of the will of God. But no matter where God calls you, no matter what God tells you to do, young people, amen, you walk out of the will of God, you will be miserable tonight. Amen. Sin will knock you out. Sin can disqualify you. Amen. For God using you because you gave into the world. Number six, I told you I was going to go through quick. Amen. I believe in hell. I believe in hell. That's why I'll not quit. You see, if I quit, there's going to be people who go to hell that may not have went to hell if I did not quit. Amen. We might not ever see a great amount of people saved by our lies, but you know what? There will be somebody get saved by watching your life. Amen. By watching your life. Amen. It's not so much even the cost to yourself, but the cost of the souls you would have won and the impact you would have made for Christ. Jude said, and of some having compassion, making a difference, and others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Amen. If you do not live for God, their blood's going to be on your hands. Amen. If you walk away, they're going to say, I cannot make it. If that child of God cannot make it, then me as a dirty, rotten sinner will never make it for God. That's why you got to stay in church, because whether you think it or not, somebody is looking at your life. Amen. Somebody is watching you tonight. Ezekiel said, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Amen. I want to ask you tonight, do you want bloody hands or do you want burnt hands? Amen. Do you want bloody hands because you did not win them to Jesus Christ? Or do you want burnt hands because you took a chance and pulled somebody out of the fire? Amen. God, if that's what it takes to burn our hands, amen, so be it. But amen, do not walk out of the will of God, young people. Amen. Do not backslide. Amen. Your little brother's looking up to you. Your little sister's looking up to you. Amen. You older teenagers. Amen. These younger ones are looking up to you. Amen. And their blood might be on your heads if you backslide and walk out on God. Amen. Number 7, I don't want to take others out of the will of God. Paul said, for none of us live to himself and no man die to himself. Somebody always falls with you. Somebody always falls with you. It might be your family. Amen. Amen. But if you quit, somebody's going to fall with you. Somebody's watching your life. Amen. Number 8. Amen. I don't want to lose my reward in heaven. Can I remind you of what Paul said tonight? He said, for other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ, Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. And if any man's work abide, which he have built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Amen. Can I tell you, no matter what kind of reward you get, no matter how small it is more than you deserve tonight. Amen. I said, heaven is more than you deserve. Amen. A crown of gold is worth more than you deserve. Amen. I want to cast down a crown at the foot of Jesus Christ. I want to be able to lay something at his feet. I want to be saying, Lord, I tried. Amen. Maybe I should have prayed longer. Maybe I could have done better. But God, I did bring somebody to heaven with me. I did make an impact on the kingdom of God tonight. I heard of a man who had a dream. In that dream, he was standing before God, and on a screen flashed before him the scenes of a man who did mighty things for God throughout his life. And as the scenes finished, the man questioned God, Lord, who is that man on that screen? And God said, this is the man who was not. This is the man who was not. This is what you could have done if you'd have done my will. Amen. Oh, church. Amen. I don't want to get to heaven. Amen. And God flashed the screen and said, I wanted to send you there. Amen. I wanted you to talk to that person. Amen. I wanted you to pray for that person. I wanted you to live holy. I wanted to fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I wanted to bless your life mightily. Amen. I wanted you to give the right spouse. Amen. But you jumped ahead of me. Amen. Because you got desperate. Amen. Oh, amen. That's why I will not quit tonight. Amen. Because you've got a reward in heaven. Amen. God's not going to forget about you. God's not going to let you alone tonight. Keep on serving God. Number nine. Why will I not quit? I'm afraid of what God would do to me. I fear God and His chastening. That's Jonah. God is compassionate, but He's also just. He pities Nineveh, the wicked city, but He punishes His servant, Jonah. Amen. He pursues the offending prophet with a rod of judgment. And here's what I want you to see tonight. Jonah's run from God. Amen. He did not go very high. In fact, he went down. Jonah 1:3 says, but Jonah rose up. He thought he was going up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish, and he paid the fare thereof, and he went down into it to go with them into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Verse 5, but Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. And then we know he was cast down into the sea, and then he was trapped down into the whale's belly. And then Jonah said in 2:6, I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. Oh, amen. Can I tell you that's your future tonight? If you decide to give up on God, if you decide to give into the pressure of the world, if you decide to give in and have a little fun now instead of paying the price to live for God, you will go down. Yes, Jonah paid the fare, but he did not fare very well. His act of disobedience was expensive. It cost more money to go to Tarshish than it did Nineveh tonight. Amen. Oh, the price we pay because we will not yield to God. Even the price we pay because we will not, amen, bow on our knees to God and say, God, I submit to you. I surrender my, amen, my life to you. Oh, the way of the transgressor is hard. Amen. Many years ago, there was a steamship by the name of Austria. It was crowded with immigrants, but it caught fire and burned afar out at sea. Only a few of those passengers were saved. After this, there were some published reports of the terrible event. And here comes from the pen of a young man who had sunk very low into sin and debauchery, whose life was spared. And here's what he said. He said, I do not understand the ways of the eternal, but I do know this, that it needed a terrible catastrophe to awaken me from my death-like sleep. Nothing less than such awful event would have driven me from the path of ruin. And in the midst of all the frightful agony of the scene, an inward voice seemed to say to me, this is all for your sake. Amen. That your soul may dragged from destruction. Amen. Oh, how sad of a testimony. Amen. That man lived. Amen. All those passengers died, most of them. But God said, this happened to wake you up. Amen. How many's going to be injured because you walk out? Amen. How many's going to be hurt because of the choices you made? There was a Prussian musketeer one time who went to the battlefield of Sadowa. He had both legs shot off, and here's what he said. He said, I can never reveal my sins to any human being, but believe me, that only in that way could I be plucked as a brand from the burning. As far as I am concerned, I know why the war had to come. He had to go to war. He had to live the rest of his life with both legs shut off. Why? Because he quit. Amen. He gave up tonight. Amen. Yes, you can quit tonight, but will it be worth it? Amen. I said, will it be worth it? Amen. I have a preacher friend who knows this man. He was a man called to preach. He began to work in the night shift at Walmart and roofing in the day. He became an assistant manager at Walmart. Eventually, he quit Walmart, started his own roofing company. Amen. He built it up to 50 employees and 20 company vehicles. Amen. But now, years later, he has 5 employees and 2 company vehicles. He's an alcoholic with 2 illegitimate children. Amen. I'm telling you, you can't quit tonight, but you will pay a price. Amen. It is not a price worth paying for you to walk out on God, to you to give up on your salvation, to you to give in to the tempter tonight. Last point, the fortitude of faith. Paul was a man who refused to quit. You say you got a heart, I'm not going to argue with you, but listen to Paul. The Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day have I been in the deep. I just say retire. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, perils in the city, perils in the wilderness, perils in the sea. Ooh, perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things which are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the church. Who is weak? Am I not weak? Who is offended? And I burn not. But he said, if I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. Lesser men would have given up. Amen. But Paul said, I'm going on. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm not going to quit tonight, but I'm going to press on. Amen. I'm going to run with patience the race that is set before me. Amen. When Paul was about to die, he wrote a letter to Timothy, and here's what he said. Preach the word. I'm going to skip down for the sake of time, but watch down all things. Endure afflictions. Endure afflictions. Amen. Then Paul assures Timothy that his life has not been in vain, that his death is not a defeat but victory. For he said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. It's for there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me of that day, and not to me only, but also unto thee, and that love he is appearing. Amen. Oh, some people start well, but they don't finish well. They come in like a gangbuster. Amen. They're going to turn the world upside down, but at the first line of difficulty, they're gone. Amen. But I want you to realize Paul didn't quit. Amen. Jesus didn't quit tonight. Satan tempted him in the wilderness, but he didn't quit. He was rejected by family and friends, but he didn't quit. He was ridiculed by the religious elite, but he didn't quit. He was betrayed by a friend, but he didn't quit. He was beaten and bruised and nailed to a cross, but he didn't quit. He completed it, and he said, it is finished. Amen. We need a winning generation tonight who will not back down, who will not turn around, who will not throw in the towel, who will not give up tonight. Amen. You can win tonight. Amen. I might stumble, but I won't quit. Amen. I might miss the mark from time to time, but I won't quit. Amen. I might endure some suffering, some sickness, amen, financial difficulty, rejection, ridicule, but I won't quit. Amen. Tonight, the good news is, if you will not quit, you will not be defeated. He is the author, and he is the finisher of our faith. Amen. We need a winning generation. Jesus said in John 6, and I'm closing if you want to stand tonight. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walk no more with him. And Jesus said to the 12, will you go away also? And Simon Peter answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. I want to ask you tonight, if you're struggling with living for God, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? Who are you going to go to? Where are you going to run to? Even if you run from God, amen, where are you going to go? Amen, they tell me the traditional admission of defeat in boxing. If you're in the ring and you're getting beat to a pulp, your manager, your trainer can take a towel and throw it in the ring and said, he's done. Get him out of there. Amen. But there's also a little unknown rule in boxing. Amen. And here's what it is. Amen. That umpire the guy in the ring who's been official, who's been watching it, can take that towel and he can throw it out of the ring and he can say, fight on. The fight's got to go on. Amen. Tonight, I don't know what state you're in. Maybe the devil's been beating up on you lately. Amen. Maybe you're thinking about throwing in the towel tonight. Amen. Maybe somebody's looked at you and say, I don't think they're going to make it. I don't think they've got what it takes. Amen. No, they're going to backslide. Maybe they're holding up the towel for you. Maybe they're about ready to throw it in. Amen. But oh, tonight, this preacher, even if I could just be that referee tonight and say, I'm throwing it out. Amen. Fight on, soldier. Amen. You can fight for God. You can win tonight by the grace and by the power of God. You don't have to throw in the towel. You don't have to go down in defeat. You don't have to quit tonight. Amen. You can win for Jesus Christ. Oh, every head bowed, every eye closed tonight. Amen. I come to encourage you tonight. Amen. I told you what was going to happen. If you quit, you'd be miserable. Amen. But oh, amen. I still got a hold of the towel. Amen. I'm not giving up on you. Amen. Your pastor's not going to give up on you. Amen. Brother James is not going to give up on you. The elders of this church are not going to give up on you. You've got somebody for you tonight. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Amen. I wonder tonight if there's one you'd raise your hands up to Almighty God and say, Lord, I admit tonight I've been on the edge. I admit tonight I've been thinking about giving up. Amen. The pressure's been hard. The temptation's been hard. Amen. I've been thinking about it lately. Anybody? Anybody be honest with God tonight? Amen. Oh, I'm not going to embarrass you. Amen. I don't know you, so I'm not going to go talk about you. Amen, but I do want to lift up your hand tonight in prayer. Anybody tonight, you'll raise your hands and say, I've been almost about giving up lately. Amen, but I want to fight on tonight. All right. Amen, church, let me talk to you. How many of you just want to fight on tonight? Raise your hand. If that's your desire to fight on, raise your hand and say, Lord, I'm not giving up. I'm not turning around. But God, I'm fighting on. Amen. Oh, can we come around this altar tonight? Can we all find a place of prayer tonight? And just tell the Lord, I'm not quitting. Lord, I'm not giving up.